the descent orbit insertion will be performed 1/2 a revolution after the separation maneuver. Time for the descent orbit insertion, 99 hours, 46 minutes.
Houston, this is Charlie Brown. What time's LOS over?
Roger, Charlie Brown. Coming up LOS for you, 16 minutes and 30 seconds, Mark. And we'll see you AOS at 124. Charlie Brown.
Could you give me the LOS and GET?
Roger, LOS GET is 99-37-32, over.
Roger, thank you.
And Charlie Brown, Houston, we noticed the red out temp a little high, and if you get a little stuffy in there, we recommend you activate the secondary evaporator and the secondary pump. And then when you cool down, you can just turn off the evap and leave the pump running. Your choice, over.
All right, the cabin temperature is 74 and the suit temperature is 51. Can't beat that.
Sounds like uptown, over.
It's someplace, I mean, tell you.
And Charlie Brown, if you hear some good words from Snoop, we still don't have any data, and if they pass on to you about their P-52, we'd be interested, over.
Roger. Hey, Snoopy, how's your P-52 going?
P-52 is the platform realignment in the lunar module. Gene Cernan is doing that while Tom Stafford is running systems checks on other systems.
Charlie Brown, Houston, you can go back to block on your up telemetry switch.
Okay, I wouldn't want anybody to send me any bad data on the backside.
Roger. Did you talk to Snoop there? Charlie Brown, over.
Yeah, Snoopy, this is Charlie Brown, over. Is Gino keying his mic all the time? Sometimes I hear him and sometimes I don't. Maybe that feed-through problem isn't as bad as they thought. Calling
you. Charlie Brown, Houston, we don't read Snoop. We haven't locked up on his data yet, over.
Roger, did you hear that, Houston?
That's negative, Charlie Brown,
Houston,
over.
You've been monitoring his descent fuel. You've been monitoring his descent stage fuel pressure. The gauge went to zero, doing a P52 burn.
Roger, Charlie Brown. We have no data at all. Over.
Okay. Snoopy, this is Charlie Brown. Houston doesn't have any data from you today. Right now.
Charlie Brown, Houston, tell Snoop to do a verb 64, get us the high gain, and we got another transducer that we can verify that pressure. Over.
Houston, you're looking at high gain right now. Okay, you're checking. How about
calling you, and he says that you have a high gate.
Roger, we got the
right now with it.
Roger, we got the data, Snoopy. We got the data, Snoopy, and your descent pressure looks fine. Over.
Okay, I figured it was a gate. I got descent one and descent two both out.
Roger, understand the descent pressure in both positions.
Descent one and two is both out.
Copy.
Okay, and you are giving me a go on descent pressure, is that correct?
That's correct. They said both descent pressures look good there, Snoop.
Okay, I can read them, John. That's what I wanted to hear from them.
Snoop, Houston, could
you... I don't know exactly what kind of...
Snoop, Houston, could you give us your P52 results, over?
Roger, stand by.
Okay. The stars were 33 and 25. Star angle difference was 4 balls, 9. Gyro torqued angles are minus 668, minus 195, -055. Over.
Roger, we copy, Snoop. Out.
Roger, and the initial acquisition of the star from the docked IMU line looked pretty good.
Houston, this is Snoopy. When's AOS? Or LOS, rather.
Roger, we're coming up on LOS for you at 99-37, correction, 99-38. We'll see you AOS at 126. Over.
Hey, Tom, what was your biggest gyro torque angle? Over.
I got him, Charlie.
Roger, biggest gyro torque angle was register 1 minus 668.
That point 66?
It was 2 balls, 668. 2 balls, 195, and 3 balls, 55. All minus.
All right.